The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm on 2SR FM 99.7.
Have you been watching Australian Idol? Did you see the big live results show on Monday night? Were you, like me, devastated by the results? If you were shocked that audience and judge favourite JC Fox was eliminated from the competition, join me in welcoming to the show Top 12 Australian Idol Contest, the beautiful and talented JC Fox. JC, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. Yay.
Oh, JC, now I want to focus on the positive and all the good that was your experience of being on Idol. But first, let's rip the Band-Aid off and take a listen to your Top 12 performance. The judges loved your performance. The audience went wild. You killed it on stage with your song choice, performance, stage presence, and what you did with that chair. JC, that's how I am going to leave the studio after every show from now on. Other performers flopped in comparison. Did the voting audience get it wrong?
Look, I reckon in my case, absolutely. But, you know, this is meant to be subjective. It's meant to be based on what people want to see, and perhaps they don't particularly like what I do, which is literally so fine. That's so fine. I don't think I was expecting it like that day, because I was really like happy with how I had done and everything like that. But no, I don't think I have any liberty to say whether it was fair enough. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to go on the record and say you were robbed. Australia was wrong. I am a huge fan. I love the show, and I honestly was shocked, absolutely shocked that you were in the bottom four and that you were going. But you know, I my heart broke. It's cruel that the show gets you to perform again after being told you're in the bottom four. Mentally, how hard is it to sing live on stage after being told that you're potentially going home?
Really, 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 really hard. It's really, really hard. Like, it's, because for me, it was just, I don't know, like, throughout the whole competition, I was worried, like, constantly that I was going home. However, the one time I was like, okay, they seem to like what I did, I think I'm going to be fine tonight. I feel like people are voting for me, like, you know, all of these things. I was not expecting it at all. The best part about it, though, is that Waking Up in Vegas, my Save Me song, is my favorite song ever.
Oh, so, good. At least you got to sing that.
Yeah, I just got to have a bit of fun with it. It is. I wish there was a thing where they could choose who they wanted to keep, rather than just go ahead and let us all continue to sing when there's two that can stay and two that that are definitely going home. But that's the way, you know, that's the way things work. It's also the first season back, and, you know, there's some new things that they're trying out, and sometimes things work and sometimes things don't.
Yeah. Join me and put your conspiracy theory tinfoil hat on. I'm going to make a wild claim, and because I know that you would have had a huge gay following, and with Pride on the weekend, the day before the voting, I'm going to assume that everyone was still recovering and not there to watch the top 12 performance, which is why you were unfortunately in the bottom four and left the show.
Yeah, I don't even know. Hey, like it's crazy. It's really wild. Look, it's also really possible that, you know, what I do is not what people love anymore. Like, I think the way that I perform was starting to be a little bit of the odd thing out in the situation, you know. And at first that was like a good thing when there was a lot of us, because I could kind of like stand out more easily. But, you know, as we were getting closer and closer, it was like, I don't know, like maybe people won't really like how I perform. Maybe like Australia's not really into the more theatrical kind of pop stuff that I do, which is, hey, that's so fine, you know? Cool.
Let's lighten things up. In your audition for Idol, when you said you were picturing the judges naked.
Everyone's naked. Everyone's naked.
We're all naked.
Take 5 kilos off me now, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, did you really picture everyone naked? Because Harry, I can understand. But Kyle? Nothing against Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. All of them. Absolutely. I totally was. Every time I looked at them, the entire competition, I was doing that. Yeah, just for fun. And then I would go home and do it again. Look, it was something that Ricky Lee had said to me, like, before I went in, because I was terrified. And she was like, just picture everyone naked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then it worked. Well, it didn't, actually, in that case. But from then on, it did actually work. I use it a lot now.
Oh, I can understand. It is one of those showbiz things that you hear a lot. But I too, would have got very nervous if I was standing in front of Harry going, like, I'm picturing you naked. Yeah, I would have started too.
This is the thing about me. I'm a bit nuts. I'm a bit kooky. I'm a bit stupid. I'm like a triple Gemini. Like, sometimes I just talk. things just come out of my mouth sometimes.
Which makes you great. Which makes you great. Now, the viewing audience only get to see what we're shown on TV. So let's dive behind the scenes. We all know what us gays are like. We're either BFFs or frenemies. What was your relationship like with the other gay contestants?
Oh, my God, amazing. Like, really, really amazing. You know, even just from the top 24 or top 50 week onwards, like, there was a lot of amazing queer people in the group. And I'm sad that a whole bunch of the queer people are gone. Most of them, you know, like Peter Cara, who was in the top 24, he's phenomenal vocally and he's just incredible, and he's gone and I love him. But you know, like Harry and Boyston and some of the other contestants are like literally angels, and it was quite nice actually, like to have that sort of camaraderie within the almost like a camaraderie within a camaraderie, like having all those queer people there. I would have loved more though.
Now, just between you and me, ignore the listening audience, can you share any other backstage antics that went on that we didn't see on the show that might be interesting to
know? I actually can.
Oh, you
yes,
can?
Yes, I sure can. It's probably not that interesting, though, but with my hair, I got like a makeover as part of, you know, what was happening. They made my hair like a different colour, kind of more orange. Basically, what happened there is the first time they dyed it, the reference that they went off was not quite the right color, I guess. Even though it looked amazing and I really, 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 really loved it, it was neon orange, like crazy neon orange, like vitamin C. And I came back to the studio and they were like, absolutely not. And next morning sent me straight back to the studio because we had a very, very important shoot the next day. It was like the, you know, I can't say. But we went to the hairdresser and they were talking about, oh, what are we going to do? The hairdresser was telling me that they might have to cut my hair completely or dye it brown or whatever. And then eventually they landed on just putting another toner through it to make it a bit more dull, like a deeper red. And that's what happened. I got to keep my hair because they were thinking about bleaching it again. I only got to have it for one episode. Isn't that annoying?
But you still get to keep it now, though, don't you? And will you continue to dye your hair that beautiful colour?
Yeah, I think I'll keep it. I wouldn't give it back. it was a bit weird, though, to be honest. Like, when I got the hair done, I was like, I feel like I could keep my hair like this forever. Maybe this is my new thing. because it's right now, though, it's kind of faded. So it's pretty similar to my old hair color, just the normal ginge. But
yeah,
I like it.
Well, I want to talk about your signature look a little bit later, but let's do the questions we need to ask. What was your experience like on the show?
It was really amazing and really scary at the same time. It was amazing in that working with stylists and creatives and the music team and all of those sort of things, even the camera operators and the crew, that was phenomenal, really, really, really. And like actually a dream come true. The competition itself is not for me. I'm not competitive. I don't like the idea of art being compared, and I am aware that I ended up on a show where that's a thing. But at the time, it seemed like, oh, maybe this is the right fit. Maybe it's the right time. We'll see how I go. I was not expecting to get as far through as I did. I'm happy in a way that I'm not needing to like participate in the, you know, like the kind of all of it. Just like, you have to win, or like, no one likes you. Like, you know what I mean? That's just not interesting to me. Like, I don't take it personally either that once it got into the voting that it was time for me to bugger off, because just it is what it is, you know? I don't like those kind of environments as much.
I don't know how you and contestants do it. The anxiety of performing is enough to add competition to it would tip some over the edge. Now, using that and what you've learned on the show, I know it's only just returned, but what would you give future contestants? What advice would you give future contestants?
Okay, I would say, be really, really certain about what it is you're auditioning for. It's like actually an amazing experience, and you'll meet incredible people, and it'll be the time of your life, because it was that for me, very much so. But I think you need to know exactly who you are and where you're going, or at least where you want to go, before being there. I don't think that it should be a place where you're figuring it out on the spot, because that can lead to a lot of anxiety on your part, because there are a lot of times when the judges are like, okay, what kind of music do you want to make? What would your album sound like? And you do need to be able to answer those questions as a musician, I think. When it comes to, you know, like we have to consult with the stylist about certain brands that we wanted to wear, or more so aesthetics we wanted to uphold. And having an idea of how you want to look is really important. Being able to collaborate with a bunch of different people is really important. And also just be ready to know that like things are going to happen how they happen. Like it's not always going to make 100% total sense. And I'm not even referring to myself. Like Piper Butcher, who was in the top 24, absolutely should be in the, I don't know, top three. And she just didn't end up there this time because of whatever reason. So just be prepared and be prepared again. It's kind of thing.
Be prepared. Sounds like a Lion King song.
Be prepared.
That's it.
Yeah, Scar.
Gotta love Scar. One of my favourites. But let's talk about your favourites. What was one of your most memorable moments on the show?
So, you know, the first few episodes of the show, I was sort of just like terrified. I was like, this is so weird. Like, I love what I do normally. Like, I love doing my gigs and everything, and I've never doubted any of it because it's more about having fun.
Yeah.
However, when I was on the show, I was like, all of these people are phenomenal singers and I'm a performer. Like, how do I, you know... So for the first few episodes, I was trying to be like a singer, like a vocalist. And it was just like, I didn't feel right. And then we got our first solo moment. And I chose to do Does Your Mother Know by ABBA. And I made like this mental choice to just do it the way that I would normally do it at a gig. I do normally have backup dancers, so I did feel a bit naked while I was up there. And then even more so as the competition went on. But yeah, when I did Does Your Mother Know, I got a standing ovation from Marsha Hines. Oh my God. And Kyle and Amy. And that was an amazing moment. My family were there. Like the room stood up. It was just, it was really cool. Like I really didn't think that they were going to put me through, because it was definitely not a necessarily a PG performance. It wasn't too bad. I've done worse, or you know, even less PG. But I just didn't know what was going to happen, and it ended up going well. And I think that that one kind of set me up for the rest of the competition.
Now let's put our rainbow caps on. How important is it for open LGBTI plus representation on shows like Idol and Australian TV as a whole?
Well, seeing as it makes up such a giant part of Australia, it's extremely important. We should be representing the country as a whole, not just what we're used to or what we're most comfortable with. So in some ways, I was very disappointed that I don't think I met a single trans contestant the entire time I was there. I do apologise to whoever's out there if you were there. I just did not meet you. But I was hoping to see gender diversity. I was hoping to see some more queer people, because it's extremely important, and we're extremely creative just inherently. So, you know, these are the sort of platforms that we deserve to be on, I think.
Well, let's hope that with you being on the show this year and the other gay, queer contestants, it opens the door for many gender diverse to come forward in future seasons of the show. Now, JC, something special we do here on the Troy Murphy Show, everyone who comes on the show is subjected to our patient-pending, official, hard-hitting 4.5 questions. Are you ready for them?
4.5? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So I can do 4.5.
It's a fast round of questions, so you just say the first thing that comes to mind. Let's begin. Question number one. How much fake tan is being used on the show with contestants and hosts?
A swimming pool.
Question
Maybe several swimming pools. An Olympic swimming pool.
Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching this show, and it's like, that's all fake tan. It's like, I wish I looked that good. See, I know it's been summer.
Mate, I still got it on me right now. I still have it on me right now. Yeah, a whole bunch.
I haven't had a drag queen. It's like glitter. I haven't had a drag queen in my house for years, but I still find glitter everywhere. Fake tan and glitter. Yep. Gay man's best friend and worst enemy. Question number two. You've referenced you're a huge fan of Freddie Mercury. Who's your third favourite artist of all time?
Lady Gaga. Sorry to be basic, everyone listening, because it's probably everyone's favourite artist who's listening. But yeah, Lady Gaga, 100,000%. You know, she was called theatrical a lot when she started, and same. And, you know, I would literally never compare myself to her ever, but I would like to move into her direction. So Gaga.
Question number three. Definitely. Are tank tops or muscle tops, whatever they're called, are they your signature thing?
That is so funny. Sure. They were on the show. In real life, less so. I normally wear like pretty whack costumes, like pretty full-on costumes. But on the show, I think they landed on singlet kind of vibe for me, yes.
It looked good. It looked good. Question number four. Now, I've stalked your Instagram and I have questions.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me about dressing up as Peter Pan.
Okay, I'll tell you all about it. So I used to work at Tokyo Disneyland. I lived in Japan for 3 years and I played Peter Pan at Tokyo Disneyland. I also played the Mad Hatter as well. I wasn't really supposed to play that, but anyway, that's the tea.
And the half question, do you?
Yes, I do.
How often?
Yes, I do. All the time.
Good to
hear.
Every
day, right now.
JT Fox, before we go, who do you think is... I told you it's random.
yeah, I love it.
Before we go, well, who do you think will win Australian Idol?
Right, so I think it should be Nora. I think that Nora is literally fantastic as a person, fantastic as a singer. She's been completely misunderstood. It's really starting to annoy me the way that the country are receiving her. And it's very clear why they're receiving her in the way that they are. I'm not happy about it. I think it should be Nora. She's wonderful. She's hilarious. If it's not Nora, then I think it should be Amali.
All right, let's bookmark this and we'll come back to it at the end of Idol to see if you were correct. And final question for all of those out there who are now fans of you, will you leverage the Idol platform and your time on the show for a future career in singing?
Baby, 100%, 100%. That was always the plan. Yes, 100%. Like, things like the show has always been secondary to things that I think all of us have wanted to do. This has always been a platform and it would be silly to not use it.
Fantastic. JC Fox, I don't care how Australia voted. You, my friend, are a star and I can't wait to see what you do next. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Where can people go and follow you online?
So you can follow me on Instagram. It's just JC Fox. You can follow me on TikTok on JC Fox. And you can follow me on Spotify on JC Fox. I also have a YouTube channel too. So go now. Bit of everything. I'm sort of everywhere.
I love it. I love it. JC Fox, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. It's been amazing.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.